Chapter 5. A Weak Little Man.
In the street, Holmes stopped. Suddenly, he wasn't angry. He began to laugh.
"You see, Watson," he said, "Breckinridge didn't want to tell me Mrs. Oakshott's name and address at first. But later, when he saw he could easily get a pound from me, he told me everything. And he said something very interesting when he got angry. Did you hear? Other people are asking questions about those geese."
Suddenly, there was a lot of noise from Mr. Breckinridge's shop behind us. We looked back at it. Breckinridge stood, tall and angry, in front of his shop door. A weak little man stood in front of him in the street.
"Look, you," Breckinridge shouted, "I don't want to hear any more about those geese. Mrs. Oakshott can come and speak to me when she wants, but not you. You have nothing to do with it. Did I get the geese from you?"
"No, but one was my goose, I tell you," cried the little man.
"Then ask Mrs. Oakshott for it."
"But she told me, ask Mr. Breckinridge for it."
"Well, that's nothing to do with me. I don't want to hear any more from you. Do you understand? Now go away."
Breckinridge closed his shop door angrily, and the little man ran off down the dark street.
"Perhaps we don't need to visit Mrs. Oakshott in Brixton Road after all," said Holmes to me quietly. "Let's talk to that man. Perhaps he can help us."
Holmes walked quickly up behind the little man and put a hand on his shoulder. The man stopped and looked back over his shoulder at us. His face was white.
"Who are you? What do you want?"
he asked weakly.
"Excuse me," said Holmes, "but I heard your questions to that shop owner. I think I can help you."
"Who are you? And how can you help me?"
"My name is Sherlock Holmes, and it's my job to know things other people don't know."
"But you can't know anything about this."
"Excuse me, I know everything. You want to find 24 geese. Mrs. Oakshott of Brixton Road sold them to Mr. Breckinridge here. He sold them to Mr. Windigate, the owner of the Alpha, and Mr. Windigate sold them to the people in his goose club."
"Oh, sir, this is wonderful. Oh, I'm very happy to meet you,"
said the little man excitedly.
"You are right. I am very interested in those geese. Oh, more than I can say."
"Why don't we go to a warm room in my house for a talk, then? I don't like standing here in the cold street."
Holmes put out his arm and a cab stopped for us.
"But before we go, can you please tell us your name?"
The little man looked at Holmes and then at me before he answered.
"John Robinson,"
he said.
"No, no," said Holmes quietly. "We'd like to know your real name, please."
The stranger's face changed from white to red.
"Oh, very well. My real name is James Ryder,"
he said.
"Well, well, well," said Holmes. "Assistant manager of the Cosmopolitan Hotel. Now, let's get into the cab and go home.
Then I can tell you everything you want to know. So we got into the cab and went home. Ryder looked excited, but said nothing. Holmes didn't speak at all in the cab.